Jason Cairns, good morning. It's 6:15 on the nose. Hey, friend.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for being there day after day after day since 2020, in the early part of 2020, even before the pandemic, you know? So
it's been a while.
Thank you.
Yeah,
it has been.
Absolutely.
It has been. All right, so my topics today is, so yesterday I'm talking with a friend, and the friend was having a challenging day, and we worked on a project together, and then later explained that, yeah, this person was upset with them. And when we probed it a little bit, my reaction was, I kind of think that person has to get over themselves. They seem to think they're really important. And not that, you know, some of what they're doing is important, but then the bottom line was, I said, it sounds like they should show you some grace. And my friend said, yeah, I think they feel like they've shown me enough grace. And I just wanted you to weigh in on, what do you think about that?
Boy, that whole notion of grace running out, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
I think it's good for us to be boundaried, right? You know, I think if we're being actively harmed by other people, we should be boundaried. But, man, I think grace is one of those things that should come from a deep well, and should be something that we are able to extend to one another, knowing that we're all fundamentally broken and in need of love and connection.
Yeah. Now, again, it's a generic situation. I'm trying to, you know,
yep,
protect the names, like the old Dragnet show, right?
Yep.
And yet at the same time, you know, as I tapped into that, I'm like, you know, there's so much of us, you know. I commented this week, Brian Wilcombe, our friend, had a post, and I talked about, yeah, connection is my word for the year. And I know I want it, and I know other people want it. Why is it so hard? And I love the response somebody gave. I think it was Corey. She's just like, you know what, Mark? It starts, we got to do our own self-work, and then we can be much better at connecting. And I so agree with that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I think so much of that, I'm sure it was not Andrew Bauman who initially said it, but the idea that we are sometimes wounded in community and we heal in community. And I think
that's true.
Comes through connection with one another.
Yeah, it does. And yet it's perplexing, right? Because, I mean, Larry Kraft talked about what matters more is just that you're wounded or that you're, you know, self-centered. You know?
Right. Yep. Absolutely.
But yeah, in that situation, I just thought, you know, boy, the person needs to show grace. Yeah, they feel like they've kind of shown me enough grace. And so, you know, I'm like, well.
Sure. Yep.
But it really has to do with that vertical part. Like, you know, Jesus says, he who is forgiven much loves much. I guess if you don't think you've been forgiven much, you know.
Yeah, but it's true enough.
But forgiveness is hard. Forgiveness is hard work.
Yeah. Yep. I know that from personal experience.
Yeah, but drinking that poison doesn't seem to affect the other person, does it?
It does not. Huh. It does not. Yeah, it seems to affect us a great deal more.
Huh. All right. Well, looking forward to seeing you at breakfast tomorrow, but we got to do Titus 2:2-3 here first. So.
Yeah, and that says, teach the older men to exercise self-control, to be worthy of respect, and to live wisely. They must have sound faith and be filled with love and patience. Similarly, teach the older women to live in a way that honors God. They must not slander others or be heavy drinkers. Instead, they should teach others what is good.
All right, and that going along with that, from Jason's devotion commentary, Letters to the Beloved, he says, a maturing faith deepens character and wisdom as people approach their later years. Want them to live with dignity, not pulled this way and that by unbridled passions, but steady and grounded in love and faith. Model self-control and teach others to love well. Younger people are watching you for clues about how to live. Final thought.
Yeah, you know, I think we can look around at the world around us, at the church, and there are definitely people who seem to model that steadiness. And then there are definitely people who are in leadership roles who are very intemperate, prone to flying off the handle. And I think we need to ask, who are the people in our lives who are modeling what Paul is talking about here?
Yeah.
And should we be really following closely behind those people that are so impetuous and the opposite of what Paul is talking about?
All right. Yeah. Andy Stanley says, you know, anybody can go and give a good talk, but, you know, kind of who are they behind the scenes, right? So, all right. Thank you, friend. All right. Look forward to breakfast tomorrow morning in about 25 hours. Well, we've talked about it before, but this is the latest on the production of the penny coming to an end.
Where will the saying, a penny for your thoughts, go?
I know.
This? I'm not sure. The U.S. Treasury Department is ending penny production early next year, marking the conclusion of more than two centuries of the one-cent coin's circulation.
Yeah, as new pennies stop entering the market, businesses will need to round cash transactions to the nearest 5 cents, which I'm totally fine with, while the government expects to save millions in production costs.
Here's some of the reasons why. The penny costs nearly 4 pennies to make. It costs nearly 4 cents to make one penny.
That's not good business sense. The U.S. government lost more than $85 million last year, producing roughly 3 billion pennies.
What are we going to do with that $85 million?
Hmm.
Do we all get?
Well, yeah,
there's
right.
330 million of us, so probably won't get much. The U.S. Mint projects annual savings of $56 million in reduced material costs once production of the penny stops.
Did you know that both Donald Trump and former President Barack Obama, they both have criticized the penny?
Interesting. The final order of blank penny templates was placed this month, and production will cease once these blanks are exhausted.
Now, Americans will still be able to use existing pennies in cash transactions as they gradually fade from circulation.
Approximately 60% of actively circulating coins of all types worth up to $14 billion currently sit unused in coin jars, according to the Federal Reserve.
So go to RCU or wherever you do your banking, and they've got one of those wonderful machines, right? You dump it in,
yeah,
and it tells you how much it's all worth. I lost track of which one we're at, so go ahead. Americans throw away up to $68 million in coins annually. What's with that?
And finally, Canada stopped producing pennies back in 2012. 13 years ago, they round cash transactions to the nearest 5 cents, while Australia and New Zealand discontinued their 1 cent pieces decades ago. So I guess we're getting with the times here.
Absolutely.
So long to the penny. At least we'll still have Lincoln on the five. One more thing to get to on the here on the WIB Wake Up Show before the holiday weekend is our Friday morning tradition of getting you caught up on everything you might have missed in the world. News, sports, politics, pop culture. We bring it to you in condensed fashion on Friday mornings right around this time, and we call it Headlines. So here we go.
Researchers using gene editing on spiders created genetically modified arachnids that can spin glowing red silk.
Yeah, nature's way of saying, hey, remember when you were just scared of regular spiders?
Take on these, huh?
It's time for a 3-day weekend.
It's the time of the year when fathers fire up the grill and mothers apply first aid.
Be careful out there.
Yes, it's Memorial Day weekend.
For most people, it's the unofficial start of summer. For the mosquitoes, it's like the opening ceremony of the Olympics.
Yikes.
The average American is willing to drive 36 miles out of the way just to get some food.
It's like we're all in a reality show and boring version of The Amazing Race.
Indeed.
Over half of U.S. companies recently surveyed say they'll have to raise prices to accommodate the cost of tariffs.
Shoppers prepare for the exciting new game show, The Price is Higher.
No!
According to a study, when you're forced to physically balance yourself, you make better shopping decisions.
For example, shopping in extremely high heels makes you want to buy a pair of flats.
Makes sense.
And finally, a survey found that younger single men change their bed sheets only once every 3 months.
Not until they begin making that annoying crunchy sound.
Eek.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up.
WWIB on a Friday, the WIB Wake Up Show, wrapping up the week with the best of the week.
Good morning and happy Monday. This is Sherry from Whitehall, just calling with a little humor for Make Us Laugh Monday. What do you call a nervous javelin thrower?
What?
Shakespeare. Have a great day. God bless.
What's your little win?
You know, I'm almost embarrassed to share this one, but I like taking lint off the lint trap in the dryer.
Sure. That's actually really fun.
It is.
It is. I'm totally with you on that.
Today's number is a small one, 3.9. That's the percentage of people who say chocolate chip is their favorite ice cream flavor. Chocolate chip is very good, but what about mint chocolate chip? I mean, isn't that just a little better?
What happens every minute, every 60 seconds in the United States?
Hi, I'm James Sherman. I'm from Wisconsin.
And where from in Wisconsin?
Shetek, we're a small town.
Okay. Yeah, hey, I know Shetek well. Get some Kirshner's ice cream for me. What do you think?
All right, someone farts.
Okay, yes.
To guess that.
Could that be it from Shetek?
Flatulence.
That's not it.
Taryn from Anon. Taryn, are you 7 years old today? I just see that your dad texted me. Is it your birthday?
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Taryn. Two more guesses here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Brian from Aliva.
Brian, what do you think?
House catches on fire.
A house every minute? That would be nuts. This happens every minute in the United States. Is it a house catching on fire every minute?
It is!
Brian, you're right! I'm a winner.
Brian comes in out of the bullpen and he just throws heat.
You're a winner. Would you believe it's actually every 45 seconds in the United States a house catches fire? Brian, hopefully that doesn't happen to you or anyone you know. But, wow, it's a dangerous world out there.
And thanks to Dean Valentine in Rice Lake with this one. He passed it on to me last night. Why did the deer get braces? Why? Because he had buck teeth.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Just hearing from Mary on the WIB listener line via text at 715-396-1670 saying, hey, what's a little win? Something small. Maybe it seems insignificant, but that brings you joy. And she says, I love getting new socks.
Yeah.
Same, Mary. Same. New socks are amazing.
I love it when both of my socks return from the dryer.
Yes. And don't disappear into the black hole of dryerdom.
There are two single socks right now on the dresser in our room wanting to be matched. So hopefully that can happen.
I wish they had a match.com for socks.
I know it. Today's number is a small one, 3.9. That's the percentage of people who say chocolate chip is their favorite ice cream flavor. Chocolate chip is very good, but what about mint chocolate chip? I mean, isn't that just a little better?
Good morning. This is Sherry from White Owl again. I have one more joke. What do you call a snail with a pin? A slow poke. Have a great day.
Yes. Hello, Caleb. This is Doug from Sand Creek. I am also a school bus driver for Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser School District. And I wanted to thank you guys so very much for the treats that you brought today. What a wonderful blessing, and very, very much appreciated. Bus drivers here really do like them, so thank you again. It's the act of kindness. Wonderful. God bless you. Have a good day. Bye.
Thank you, Doug. Great way to close out the best of the week. Hey, in a world gone crazy, spreading love, laughter, and kindness on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB.
Love it. Thank you for putting together best of the week. As always, have a